Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Into the Deep, Diving into a Life of Courageous Faith by Lauren Gaskell, narrated by Sarah Zimmerman. Introduction. Take the leap.
Jump! Jump!
I stood at the edge of the pier, unsure of what my next move should be. Behind me, my sister and mother-in-law continued their playful encouragement.
Jump!
They exclaimed. Part of me really wanted to, but one look at the 7-foot waves made me want to run back to the safety of the sandy shore. The warm saltwater air beckoned me to dive into the cool blue ocean below, but fear arrested me to a motionless standstill as it taunted me with thoughts such as, "You don't know what sharks might be out there. You can't even see the bottom. What if you land on something and hurt yourself?" I closed my eyes and flashed back to the previous Christmas when our family had gone boating in the Bahamas. At one point during the tour, our guide invited everyone to jump into the open ocean. One by one, each family member cannonballed into the deep blue waters. But I stayed on the boat because I was afraid there might be sharks or I might get too cold. Fear. From exciting adventures to everyday experiences, fear is a reality we all face. Our world is brimming with it. Headlines, social media statuses, and even some Sunday morning sermons are laced with twinges of it. We're afraid of nuclear warfare, unfair treatment, financial ruin, disease, and mass shootings. We're afraid God might not come through for us, or even may have forgotten about us. We're afraid we don't have what it takes to make it through the tempests that rage around us. Why are we so afraid? Standing on the edge of the wooden pier, I opened my eyes and saw that the waves were still crashing beneath my feet. But this time, I decided that despite my fear, it was worth taking the leap. Others had jumped before me, and I knew how to swim. I just had to have a little faith. I breathed in the salt water air slowly, letting it flood my senses and fill me with a calm, steady assurance. Sometimes we need to be reminded that the faith and peace we seek is within our midst if we would just breathe it in. I asked my husband to count for me, and 1, 2, 3, there I went, arms and legs stretched out wide into a star shape before plunging full force into the big old blue. The water felt cool and refreshing, and because I've been a swimmer for most of my life, I knew I didn't have to fear the waves. I knew how to stay afloat. I surfaced, a smile on my face and adrenaline in my veins. A quiet laugh escaped through my lips, and I wonder why I'd been so afraid, why I'd let fear hold me back for so long. I smiled again, knowing nothing was going to hold me back anymore. This is what faith and freedom in Christ feel like. Faith is not the absence of fear, but the presence of courage. Faith says, "Okay, fear, I know you're there. I see your big, mean, and intimidating self, but I'm not going to let you win. You're defeated in Jesus' name, and you cannot keep me from living the life I've been called to." Beloved, you were not meant to live a life crippled by fear. You were made to experience deep faith, joy, and freedom in Christ. This is what our good, good Father so desperately wants for you. It's what God has spent the last 10 years helping me find, and it's what I want to help you find too. I've learned that the way to find it is to dive into a life of courageous faith that helps us overcome every high and stormy gale as we commit to swim through life with Jesus. And that kind of faith is birthed in the deep waters of life, in the trials and the testings. This is where we have the opportunity to sink into despair or put our faith into action. As we begin this journey together, there are a few things you need to know. First, the book is divided into 2 parts, Out of the Undertow and Swimming with Jesus. Think of each section as a progression in the faith journey. Before we can swim with Jesus and go deeper in our faith, we first have to break any chains that are binding us and keeping us trapped in the undertow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?